gospel according to Luke chapter 3.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis and Lysanias as ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin, as it was written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I was thinking yesterday about the simple Puritan paper. You all know what that is, right? It's the cornerstone, really, of Galesburg. This simple brick, which has so much history in this community. If you say Puritan paper, a Galesburger will know that's a local word. The plant has been closed down for years now, but there are Puritan papers everywhere. And if you're in Galesburg, you know where some of them are. There are still some in the streets. Many of us have a few bordering things in our backyards. We have some in the church, actually, at church grounds that are bordering the gardens. But the Puritan paper is far more than that. Historians in the community will tell you they were part of the Panama Canal. They were part of the streets of Paris. In World War II, many of our government facilities were created out of Puritan papers. So they're all over the world. Imagine the impact the Puritan paper has had on the world. Now let me take you, well, first of all, those papers. Has anybody here ever known any of the bricklayers that laid the Puritan papers? Sarah, awesome. Because I remember Cowlins telling me once about them. And these guys who laid the streets with Puritan papers could do it at such an incredibly fast pace. The fastest bricklayer in the world laid 678 bricks in 1 hour. Now, you don't just pick up and go lay that many bricks. It's an art, a craft, a discipline. And you've got people who are preparing little piles of bricks next to you, so you can just do that. Average bricklayer, you know, maybe does 600 bricks in a day. but there are guys who can do, who could do, thousands. Imagine the impact on a community. Watching a street be built right before your eyes because the bricklayers were just working, you know, 3 bricks a second. It must have been fascinating to see that they could make those streets or buildings just appear. They were so good. Now I want to take you back to the gospel, back to John the Baptist, and the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Prepare the way of the Lord. Now we know that John the Baptist's whole purpose in life was to point to Jesus. Since his mother's womb, even, when he was in the presence of Jesus, you know, he started doing this business. Mothers understand that business. His whole world was to point to Jesus. And he cried out, prepare the way of the Lord. Now, we didn't have asphalt back in that day either. Roads through the Judean hills did not come easily. But when a king traveled, an entourage went ahead and cleared brush, cleared away rocks, made the way not bumpy for the king, made it possible for the king to travel, for the king to be seen, for the king to be known. Prepare the way of the Lord. And I think it's that clearing that we as Christians are also called to do. We are called not to lay Purinton papers, but to clear the way so that Jesus can be known clearly by people who need to see what God incarnate looks like. And it takes practice, and it takes muscle. And I call faith a muscle, by the way. Faith is a muscle. And the more we use it, the more we develop it. And after a time, the next reach that is called of our faith is easier because we've practiced it with smaller things. But I think those pavers for making clear the path of the Lord today, we learn about from Scripture. You know, they're the fruits of the Spirit. The more adept we get at using the fruits of the Spirit, the more people will see Christ and want to know Jesus better. Love, joy, peace, generosity, self-control. When a person's life is full of these things and they live these things and they show these things, other people want to know what makes them tick. It's not a finger-pointing kind of evangelism. When this church comes together to feed the hungry, or to make sure that community children are warmer than they were before they knew this church, or when this church welcomes everyone, embraces everyone. That's the fruits of the Spirit. You're paving the way. And we can do so because this is not a work. We can do so because we have been loved first. You know the wonderful Bible verse from 1 John? We love because God first loved us. Love is not a work. Love is a response to knowing that you have been loved, you are loved, and you will always be loved. People make Christianity too hard. You know? You are loved and beloved by God, who became incarnate through his Son, Jesus Christ, who was born of parents of a simple means, who lived a simple life, who taught love and healing and gratitude and standing with the suffering of the poor and the oppressed and the marginalized, and who suffered, died on the cross, and rose again. We know God because we have known Jesus. We know God because of the Holy Spirit. God knows more about us than we know about God. But we know, if we're living the fruits of the Spirit, well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. This second Sunday of Advent, we anticipate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray, come, Lord Jesus, come to our troubled hearts and minds, come to us in our grief, come to us in our joys. Come, Lord Jesus. The peace of God keep you. In Christ Jesus our Lord, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing. The God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, through Christ Jesus, for whom we wait.